So on the market, we know there's shmura matzah and matzah pshutas. So the simple pshat understanding is the shmura matzah is good for the Seder, and the matzah pshutas are good for the rest of the Pesach. Some amachmen have shmura matzah the whole Pesach based on the Rambam. But what is the difference in reality between what we call matzah pshutos and matzah shmura? So there are different shitas in terms of how there's two parts of shmura matzah. There's the asiya lishma we'll come back to, but there's the shmur mechimutz. You make sure that it doesn't become chummy. So when do you have to start? Watching it? So basically, the strictest shita is no one's that you have to go back when it's mechubra wakarka, bishazriya. So the Rishonim say bishas ksira from the time of the harvesting, and others say from the tchina, from the grinding. But meikra din we seem to pass to mishas lisha ve'elach from the kneading process. So really, all the matzah pshutas are also done mishas lisha. So mishimor michameis meikra din der shimor. Wait, but there's a concept of asiya lishma. It has to be shmata reza matzah, so shimor michameis, and you have to make them with shame mitzvah matzah. That's why the postum discuss, that's why you can't use a bitseko shonachri. If the guy made the mix of flour and oil, let's say you know it's kosher, the Jew was sitting there watching, but there's no asiyah lishma, so you have to have another kizayah samatza. But bitseko shonachri is kosher with Pesach, you just can't use it with shame mitzvah samatza. Why can't the guy just say with shame mitzvah samatza? So based on the Gemara in Gittin, Rav Chaim, others. Because if you're not, like the Gemara says, a guy can't write a get lishma. Why not? To say I'm doing it lishma. We say adaita the oved, adaita, we assume he's just going to do it. He'll be thinking something else. So what that is, if someone who's not betores, if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you can't create the lishma. So a guy can't create the lishma. So the question is, so a Jew has to make the mitzvah with shame mitzvah's matzah. The big shaila came up is, what about machine matzah, machine shmura? Could you create the lishma by pressing the button and let the machine going for 10 hours or however long it goes? So that was a major machokas among the poskim when it first came out. A big machokas with the Hasidim, Rav Shlomo Kugar, who were very against, and others who say it was okay. What's in the Kuda? Because the Gemara in Baba Kama has the Gemara about Eishu Mishum Chetzer, that we see that if you light a fire and the wind blows it and burns down the house, the cities, you're responsible. So everyone agrees regarding Hilchas Nezikin, the halacha applies. So some, the briskers, others, even though the Salvatrix ate machine matzah, but they call it, at least in the Briska Rav, the others, the Rani and Sanhedrin, is the Dafka did in the Zikin. However, it's not the Pashas. Tosfos over there and others seem to say it applies in all areas. So therefore, the Pashas, when you press the bun and you have the Jews saying L'shem mitzvah matzah, so that's enough to create the lishma. So therefore, generally speaking, if you can, you know, the minhag is to get shmur matzah, like shmur mishas ksira, and when you do the hand, they do a shei mitzvah matzah. However, Lezer Silver, I think, started it, and they still do it today, that when they make all the matzah pshutas, they say L'shem mitzvah matzah. Besides, the machine shmura, where they actually go ahead and they press the button, but that's mishas ksira. So since mikra, then we pass to mishas risha. The drove of Klai Yisrael eats mat, what we call matzah pshusha, which is really shmura matzah. So therefore, that's what we assume. So that's the further shaila. If let's say you can't get what we call shmura matzah, you only have matzah pshutas. So pashtas yote, if you need that. And in fact, there's a discussion. Let's say you only had the classical shmura matzah mishas ksira. Do you have to do hataras nindara manah? Because we have a sugya about if you do a minim tov, there'll be drabanan. It's like taking a neder. Why only be drabanan? Because in the minatorah you have to be utter into the lip. So it's only a din drabanan. So the question is, if you always had the shmura mishas ksira, and this year because of COVID, it's harder to get the shmura matzah. You have to say mishas lisha. So you have to do hataras nedarim. So the Dogeh HaMarvava writes over there that really it's Lashem LeYadim. We go by what your assumption is. So it's a it's built into the picture that when you took on Shmura Matzah Mishas Ksira, it was understood that if once in a while, once every 10 years or whatever it is, you're stuck in a place or COVID or whatever other reason and you can't get it, so it's assumed that and assume you're going to go back to it. If you want to change your minhag, then you need a taras nedarim. If you're just doing it similar, let's say someone's on a trip somewhere in the U.S. or somewhere else, and again, assuming that the milk's kosher, but let's say Yechal of Yisrael, so according to some will say you need a taras nedarim, they're pointing to the dog or whatever you want. If I'm just not drinking Klai Yisrael now, but I plan on going back to it. It's built in. We go by Lashem B'nei Yadam. So that's the Yisodia. Really, matzah pshutis are Shmura matzah for Rov Klai Yisrael, the Yotze with matzah pshutis, because that's Mishas Lisha, and that's relying on the fact as well, where most assume, in fact, many Minag Yushalayim, I think they said Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Salavechik, they all felt Machine Shmur was even better. The Breuer is because it's a less chance to become Chametz. That was the whole issue. It's obviously Lishma is better by saying it Lishay Mitzvah Smatzo, but if you let it press the button, is that enough? We'll have to discuss what about if you tell Alexa to turn on the Matzah on a voice activation, is that considered Lishma? But that's the issue there. And that was the big debate when it first broke out among the Divrei Chaim and others who was very against. They said it's treif, you can't do it. Many say there were meta halacha reasons for it. Number one, innovation in general, you don't know what's going to happen, but also it was during the time of the Maskilim. They were concerned if we have a change, we used to hand, we go to the machine, they were concerned about the slippery slope in terms of other mitzvahs. The bottom line is, we try to be machmir, certainly for the Seder, to get shmura mishas ksira. But if you're stuck, you could use shmira, you could use shmira mishas elisha, the matzah putas. And we generally assume, if you don't assume it, then you can't have. Assuming you need the asiya lishma, so we generally assume, like Tosfos, that eishem mishem chitzav, that by you pressing the button, it's considered you're doing it continuously. It's your action, and therefore, when you do it lishem mitzvah smatzah, you can create shmura, and hence the minhag today, among others, of eating machine shmura matzah, even leil seder.